Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just like the most likable human being. And all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes it after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, my eyes hurt, but it's all good. Bucks get the win. They win at the Chase Center for the first time they play the Golden State Warriors in their new building, and yikes. Not the site for everybody's eyes that you were anticipating to see on national television as the Bucks get that primetime game tonight and get the nightcap of the ESPN slate today. 107-98, the final. Bucks over the Golden State Warriors. You can join us here. This is Big and Safe Probes postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Appreciate you being here. Austin Delaney on the other side of the glass as well with you. The slow starts are just starting to become somewhat of an issue. Not to a point where we're going to point fingers, but it's going to be addressed here in the next few weeks. 19 points to start out a game is not going to get it done once we get later on into the year. And I'm starting to see those totals a few too many times. Just in an ugly, ugly game tonight. Nobody shot. Bucks shot made two of their first 21 attempts from three-point land. Not many games are going to start that ugly, but the Bucks able to rebound a little bit in that second half and still never create any distance from a team that was 14-point underdogs coming into tonight and going to right now be with the top three odds going into the draft lottery if we ended the regular season tonight. You look at that Golden State Warriors lineup. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not the crew that Steve Kerr has coached to, what was it, five consecutive NBA finals? Yeah, no. No, that's a very different club. Not telling anybody that. You saw Damian Lee starting in that lineup. Willie Cauley-Stein. Glenn Robinson III. Don't worry, Big Dog wasn't there. Well, he might have been. I know Ronnie Lott was in attendance. But you're looking at a crew which is right now just a mash unit for that Golden State Warriors club. Banged up, to say the least, in a night where you anticipated being able to go out to San Francisco, beat the brakes off those boys, get Giannis 25, 26 minutes, He ends up playing 32 tonight. And the stat line doesn't look awful outside of the 1 of 7 from three. I mean, 30 points, 12 boards, 4 assists. Good full 32 minutes. I mean, that's what Giannis would do. You look at his per 36, that's pretty much what he would do. But you're in limbo here. You get the win, and that's good. But Mark Jackson was talking on the ESPN broadcast at the end of the game, saying people will dismiss the idea that there's moral victories in this game, in pro sports in general, right? They don't pay you to have moral victories. But for certain teams, there are. There's also moral losses. There's games where you don't want to look at the film. This is going to be one of those where, frankly, I don't know if the Bucks really look at it, but 9 of 41 from downtown. Yikes. Sterling Brown wasn't able to check into the game. Whoops. I mean, DJ Wilson, this is one of those nights where you anticipate as a 14-point favorite that you're going to walk in there and be able to get everybody in. Damn near everybody get double figures. Let's get on out of here, get healthy. We got a back-to-back coming up on Friday and Saturday night. Just unable to put the foot down. And you look at these 19-point quarters that are just popping up early in games. That is going to be more of the frustration for me. The slow starts that are really creeping into the Milwaukee Bucks seem to be a bit more common than you'd like to see. Go back to that Minnesota game. It's a couple of nights ago on New Year's Day. I threw that at, that's New Year's Day, man. Nobody was anticipating playing today. Holiday, boys had off last couple of nights. It's all right, get a pass. Fly on out to the West Coast, couple hour time difference. That guy's get a pass. But I want to know if the pass becomes an issue once you look later on in the year. Does it? I don't believe so. But I think it can be. If it becomes too regular that you're just saying, it's going to happen. These things happen, right? Boys will be boys is the old thing that people used to say. I know that's very bad for me to say nowadays. But the idea that it'll all auto-correct itself at some point. Being able to start quickly and then pour on is what you need to see seemingly on a night-in and night-out basis. You don't get that tonight, but the Bucks do get away with a W, however ugly it may have been. Chris Middleton gets into 20 points tonight. 6 of 16 from the floor. Like I said, early just did not look great from anywhere. Bucks shot 31% for most of the first half. Ted Davis, I thought was, somebody was going to have to check in, make sure that dude wasn't going into cardiac arrest early into the game. Ted Davis was losing his mind as I was driving in here from the Admirals game in the first half. Giannis wasn't not able to do a lot of his things that he likes to do. Felt like tonight was just an off night from everybody else. Listen to some of these shooting percentages. Brook Lopez had one of the best ones at 5 of 10, 2 of 6 from downtown with 12 points. 6 of 16, as I mentioned, from Middleton on the floor. 4 of 11 was Bledsoe, 0 of 3 from downtown, 16 points in 30 minutes. 0 of 3 from Ilyasova. DiVincenzo, 3-9, 0 of 5 from beyond the arc. Cal Korver, 1 of 5. It doesn't look good. And it's a road game. It's a West Coast game. Just happy with a win. But yet later on in the year, I don't think these catch up to anybody. But these are the ones that frustration and the idea of how could we not put away Golden State? Yeah, those make sense. Those are understandable on nights like tonight. Wasn't like that Golden State crowd was overly juiced up as they usually were at Oracle. Seems like they may have lost a little bit of that home court advantage, but the Bucks go in to Golden State tonight and do the job. They do not cover the game tonight, walking in as 14-point favorites. They win by a pedestrian 9 against Golden State and allow the Warriors to really hang in the game all night long, set the stage early as the Bucks came out of the gates poorly right off the bat. 19 up after 12 minutes of play. The Bucks were able to outscore Golden State there in the second quarter and give themselves an 8-point lead going into the half. Get out to a little bit of a jump there into the third quarter. Giannis has 5 quick points in the first 4 minutes of that third quarter, then exits. Chris Middleton finds a little bit of a stroke, and you still, though, are allowing Golden State to hang around because they started getting a little bit warm from 3, seeing Damian Lee along with Spellman stretching out from downtown, and Alec Burks started finding a little bit of his stroke as he led Golden State with 19 off the bench tonight. Pick and Save Probes post-game show. You can join us at 414-799-1250. We're up late night with you talking Bucks and Warriors tonight here on The Fan. Also, broadcasts national television. You like them, or could you do without them? I don't think the Bucks would say that. I think tonight was actually more impressive for what it did for the viewers instead of maybe what the play was on the floor. I'll explain next. It's 105.7 FM, The Fan, Pick and Save Probes post-game show. We're driven by Mercedes-Benz in Milwaukee North. Drive on out over off I-43 North, Silver Spring Drive. Say hello to my man Austin Dell at Mercedes-Benz in Milwaukee North. Go get yourself into the new Mercedes-Benz that you've always dreamed of today. 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're back talking Bucks basketball late night with you on The Fan.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Middleton, alley up to a tentacle ball, beautiful pass, and it's back up to 11.
Mike Breen on the call at ESPN's broadcast of tonight's game. Bucks win a stinker in San Francisco now. No longer the East Bay, no longer Oakland. The San Francisco Warriors, they call them the Golden State Warriors. They're now 9-30, Bucks 33-6 after the road win. They're 15th of 2019-2020. 107-98. Friend Joel tweeted at us and said, Billy, thinking maybe put some money on this game. Maybe that's why you're angry. Surprisingly didn't. Actually did not tonight. I don't say I regret it, although a lot of times late night, it's fun to have a little something on the line while we hang out here inside these beautiful Bella windows and doors of Wisconsin studios. They'll be ashamed of. What's wrong with that? Entertainment purposes only. Booked through somebody, right? Yeah, sure. Yes, absolutely. Bucks win tonight, but these slow starts and solid performances around, especially when you look at Giannis, right? 10 of 21, 32 minutes, 30 points, 12 boards. But it's the lack of putting somebody away early, and these are going to happen, these closer-than-expected games. A couple of nights ago, thought it was cool. Just don't want it to become a habit. I mean, that's the only way you say it, you put it out. Just, let's not allow it to become a habit. Close games can be good, but the less frequent, the better, especially when you're on the road and you got it back-to-back coming up. Sacramento and the Portland Trailblazers, Friday, Saturday night. Then you're on your way back here, and you get yourself back home, get a little bit of home cooking, hopefully, as the Bucks can continue to start rolling here a little bit, and they avoid as well tonight back-to-back losses for the first time all year. That was a major calling card last year as it happened late into the month of March, the first time Bucks end up losing back-to-back games in the season. They finish up this West Coast road trip with Sacramento and Portland, as I said, Friday and Saturday. Back at home for two next week. Tuesday night on the floor against New York, and then next Thursday night against the Boston Celtics on TNT, another nationally televised game. I prefer the national call. I don't know where others lie. I know Steve Sparky Fifer used to do this post-game show, despises it, loves the idea of having his hometown broadcasters want to hear my hometown guys call the game. And And I like that style of it as well. More personally for the radio, television-wise, especially basketball-wise. I think it can be different depending on different sports that I'm watching, right? You think basketball, and right now I like getting the national perspective on the Bucks because they're so good and become such a force around the league that it's almost exciting to hear the way that they get talked about on these national broadcasts. Mike Breen and Mark Jackson throughout the game tonight, it almost sounded like they were frustrated that the Bucks didn't beat the Warriors by 30. Like they had their whole game prep here and pulled the sheet out and had all these one-liners to go into a 20-point game at the break. So the script wasn't what you had initially planned. They get the W tonight. They do it on national television and are able to get their first game back on national television after the clunker on Christmas Day. Get back rolling for the Boston game. I asked people on Twitter earlier just what broadcast would you want to watch or what broadcast are Bucks fans watching? Put it out in the middle of the fourth quarter because really didn't think about it there and almost like 200 votes at the moment. And it split almost immediately right down the middle. 51.1, 48.9. Split. ESPN, Fox Sports, Wisconsin. Whether it's that you like the home side of it or you just don't want to break the norm, had a couple of people say, you get a chance to listen to Marcus Johnson call a game. You take that any day of the week. And I agree with that. I like that one. Man, Evan said, listening to Ted Davis. Greg, I prefer unbiased announcers. Whether it's a bias or just, guys, that is who they work for. They do have to call the game for their employer. I personally love listening to Marcus Johnson. The breakdown that he gives of the game reminds me a lot of, well, when we get to talk to his former teammate, Sidney Moncrief, on the postgame show. You just get a different appreciation because of somebody that has seen the game in such a different realm, seen it in such a different spot in that locker room, in a different heyday. And Mark Jackson tonight, I love listening to that dude call a game, especially a Warriors game, because you can tell it still pulls at his heartstrings, even though that's a very different team now than he coached. But you can tell the raw emotion when guys are on the floor with organizations that they've been with, or there's certain broadcasters that you love to hear. Me, Brewers are on Sunday Night Baseball, and I will mute the TV. Because I personally cannot stand listening to Alex Rodriguez. Just me. A lot of people love him. A lot of people love him so much that he got himself jobs on two different networks. Like, we broke the rules of broadcasting because apparently this guy is just so good at being a color guy that we're going to have him on Fox, and then he can also do Sunday Night Baseball for ESPN. In basketball, Marv Albert, while he's the voice of the NBA, I'll take Jim Paschke. Now, Kevin Harlan, for a Laker game, give me who I believe is the best dude in the game. So I'll mix and match. But then this thought came to my mind when somebody brought it up to me on Twitter, I believe it was during that Laker game, said, I want people to watch the national broadcast because then maybe the ratings will be better. And then they broadcast more Bucks games. And at first I was like, dude, they're not really that worried about the, 39th ranked media market, their totals on a Wednesday night game for Bucks Warriors. No, the people in LA are who they're worried about wanting to watch Giannis. Right? It's kind of a catch-22. But then I thought about it at the same time and was like, well, that does kind of make sense. Why not pump them up? Why not give them better? So then we get the more primetime game. Then we don't have to be the people from Milwaukee complaining that they put the playoff game against Boston on a Sunday at noon, right? Why they stick us there? No one's watching basketball then. Just a thought. People in Houston were frustrated out of their minds this weekend because their playoff game was at 4:20 on Sunday afternoon Eastern time. Well, guess what? That's what happens when you're the 4-5 matchup. It had nothing to do with market size there. Houston, you're the third biggest market in the country. Zip up. You're all good. San Francisco is a pretty decent market, and they are not watching a good basketball team right now in Golden State. Warriors cannot get it done against the Bucks tonight. 33-6 are your Milwaukee Bucks at now 107-98, the final. 33-6 on the year, 15-4 away from Fiserv Forum. X Factor of the night was Chris Middleton throughout the night as Giannis does his part with the 30 points on 10 of 21 shooting. 6 of 16, Chris Middleton getting hot there in the middle of the third quarter, allowing the Bucks to kind of stretch out a little bit. Not get too much distance, only a one-point differential going into the fourth quarter, but the Bucks stretch it out to 13 at points, comes back within five. Chris Middleton knocks down a couple and talk with Zora Stevenson after the game.
Yes, you could nitpick. Yes, there are always areas to improve. But in a competitive league like the NBA, how much do you think people underestimate the ability to come out every night and get wins?
It's hard. I mean, but we know we can do it. We have the confidence that we can do it no matter what.
I was trying to avoid this moment right here. What you have to say, Blood?
He can answer all my questions. Go ahead. I mean, as long as we come out, play hard every night, we can live with the results.
Slow start for you, but shooter shoot. You know that. You ended with 21 points, 6 assists. What kind of a priority have you put on getting your teammates involved?
That's just set up my whole game. Just play the right way. Look to score, look for my teammates, just play aggressive and make the reads out of it.
I'm going to throw this in at the end. Let Pat dunk. 2020, what do you think?
Please let Pat dunk. Left hand, right hand, between the legs. I want to see it all.
Thanks, Chris.
Let Pat dunk. That's what I'm talking about. Let's get Pat Connaughton into this dunk competition. That would be sweet. That would be something we could all get behind. Pat Connaughton, let Pat dunk. 2020. That's what I'm talking about. There you go, Chris Middleton, campaigning for your boy. Good stuff. Pat Connaughton, that would almost be better than Giannis in the dunk contest, would it? Some people don't like watching seven-footers dunk. I think it's amazing. No one sees the appreciation for watching Giannis at 6'11", 260 pounds or whatever he is at this exact moment, jumping from nearly the free throw line, and they're like, oh, well, he's so big. It's not as cool. But Pat Connaughton leaping whatever it is, like 48-inch vert, that would be pretty sweet. He would need somebody, though, to miss enough shots. Matt Velasquez brought this up to us. Like, his best dunk would be have somebody miss a bunch of shots, and then he just does ridiculous putbacks left and right. He'd have to get, like, one of his old college buddies or somebody over here at the YMCA on Beloit to come and shoot for him, because we don't want to ruin, you know, Ersan's jump shot, because he's training to make sure he misses them perfectly for Pat to hit in the dunk competition. So grab some guy playing over here at the Princeton Club, and we can line him up with Patty C, and they can be...
Giannis tracks it down and jams!
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game. Brought to you by Bryant Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show. Driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. On The Fan.
Didn't answer my question, though, Mike.
LSU. Middleton for three.
Mike Breen and Mark Jackson on the call. Bucks win tonight on ESPN on the road at Chase Center for the first time in history. 107-98. Survive an awful shooting display early. Bucks 9 of 41, all told 22% from behind the arc. And gave up almost 40% again, 39.5. That's where you're seeing Golden State hang in this game with the best team in the league. Best team in the league going to play one of the worst. Bucks do get the win, though. No issues like we did last year with the Bucks going and playing. I'll bring it up for everyone that doesn't want to. Yes, the Phoenix Suns. Don't worry. It all happened out tonight, and it all worked out gravy as the Bucks win 107-98. X-Factor the game right there. Chris Middleton able to get himself going after starting out very dangerously slow early. Part of the Bucks shooting and making two of their first 21 attempts from behind the arc. Shot 31% through the first 20 minutes of play tonight. 19 points in that first quarter. Bucks get the job done, though, tonight in Golden State as they beat the Golden State Warriors, a team that has been to the NBA Finals for a bunch of years consistently. We're going to hear from Mike Budenholzer coming up here momentarily, but first let's get the defensive play of the game.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Yanis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Defensive play of the game tonight, Eric Bledsoe early sent Damian Lee, guy that was playing in the G League, sent him packing early.
Ball movement for Warriors, but the Bucks right there, blocked from behind by Bledsoe.
There's Mike Breen on the call tonight, ESPN. Bucks beat the Golden State Warriors 107-98 in Golden State, a game that you didn't have to watch the whole thing. Probably a lot of people passed out. That was ugly enough that it would put a couple of different people to bed, 100%. We'll take a look at the scoreboard here, but first let's go out to the north side, talk to Ram. Ram, you're up late with us tonight, man. Appreciate it.
Hello, baby T. I thought I was going to call in. Question. What is the Bucks going to do about their defense on the perimeter? What do you think they should do?
Well, it's weird to me because it's become a much more damning issue that they're allowing a lot more threes in the corner than what the defense is supposed to do. If you're not going to close out and eliminate those, you got to make it more difficult for people to shoot threes from the top of the key and the wings. If that's going to be the defense and you're going to try to funnel people to the mid-range, you got to actually be able to complete it and close out on a lot of those guys.
And that's the way that you can beat them. So the game against Philly and the Spurs is a blueprint. Because a lot of NBA, your better NBA team can hit threes. They got two, three guys, maybe four guys that can make threes.
Well, and like everybody's catching up to this, right, Ram? Oh, yeah. the Bucks aren't really cracking a major statistical code that it's better to shoot threes than twos.
No, it's not. It's not. But my other problem is this: is that I think we need another offense because we're just not a good 3-point shooting team. And you know, 22%, they'll 33%. You know, because what I noticed tonight, Baby T, is that when defense is there to closing out, they're not getting no shots. So you can't put the ball on the floor and separate and pull up.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got to think about some ball movement offense, like setting some down screens.
Well, and I don't know about you, Ram, but they had a lot of open shots there in the first half, too, that they were just flat out missing.
Well, they're just not a good 3-point shooting team. They're like number 24.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, when you look at good jumpers, and you could talk about this on your show one day, look at the top 15 players that got deformed mechanics. I see a lot of push shots. You know, even at this level, it's kind of weird. But now, on the percentages, when you're open, you can make them. But as the game gets tighter, those shots become more difficult. And so we got to figure out, okay, are we going to drive to the basket and get to the free throw line? You know, I don't know if it's an issue. They don't like the contact, but one good way to, if you get blown out, if you get to the free throw line, you stop the clock.
It's funny you bring up the shooting mechanics, Ram, because there was just a big story on, I believe it was The Athletic, I'm not positive, about Kyle Korver trying to run a little bit of teaching of Eric Bledsoe's jump shot, right? And trying to tweak the different approaches to it and just giving some mild pointers to it. Where do you think some of the issues have come? Because I agree with you, the mechanics of the three, while people are shooting more of them, the mechanics of shooting do look much different now than, I mean, say, even 15, 20 years ago when I was learning how to play.
Well, because no one was shooting them. Like, I asked John McLaughlin once. I asked him, I said, how many threes you think you would have hit if you would have been a 3-1 shot? He held his head down. He just took a deep breath. He said, I had nightmares thinking about it all the time.
I know. I love asking him that question.
And now imagine. And he was shooting way beyond the line.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of the offense stretching the floor. But I'll say this. Hal Issel is a basketball guru, and he says that to correct mechanics in a shot, you got to at least put up 20,000 attempts.
Well, and, like, that's the thing. I don't know if that part of it's getting taught and practiced
enough.
Because, Ram, you know this. When kids are developing, playing basketball, they're doing it AAU style, and that's run and gun.
Right, right.
And,
well, but when you see a guy that can shoot, you normally pay attention to him. Like, Buddy Hield in college, Trae Young. But when you look at their work ethics, they're like Klay Thompson, they put a lot of time in. Or Gilbert Arenas, these guys, Ray Allen.
100%.
So the difficult shot for you or I, they can make them because they probably have shot maybe 5,000 of them.
That's my favorite quote from Patrick Ewing, coach in Georgetown, when he's looking at the kid like, is that a high percentage shot? Do you practice that shot? No, then you're not taking it in a game. I totally agree with you. Like, that part of it, and right, Ram, like, you know, in coaching, when the coach says, I can only make you so much better here, you're going to have to do this elsewhere to get
changed.
You
play football. Mm-hmm. Guys who were good, that you saw that was good, that went on to the league, they were a little different than everybody else.
100% they were.
You know, and they were. Now, I'll say this. Most people that are very good at something in a sport, they're kind of eccentric. Not in a crazy way. They just do some different stuff that other people are not willing to do.
Yeah.
You know, like if somebody asked, Baby T, man, we're going to open up the Cousin Center. I want to shoot some shot. You look at your watch. It's 3 in the morning. I know.
Yeah, it's fine. We're still going.
Right.
That's fun. That was the first time I saw Joel Stavi, guy that I played high school ball with, played for the Badgers, obviously played quarterback.
Right.
Tying a resistance band around a tree and working on dropbacks. And I'm looking, what on earth is this dude doing?
Right.
And then you think about it, like you just said, you find different ways to make yourself better, and a lot of times they're very uncommon. Ram, good talk, man. Appreciate you hanging out.
Good show, man.
And that's Ram on the north side checking in at 414-799-1250. You can do the same as well. We're going to hear from Mike Budenholzer coming up right now here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Get a little Coach's Corner, but first, are you kidding me?
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the Game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, on The Fan.
Are you kidding me? 22% from downtown? I think Mike Budenholzer would agree with me on the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game assessment for this one. Bucks sneak away with a victory 107-98 against the Golden State Warriors. Mike Budenholzer after the contest, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Talking after the game with reporters and starting out with a case of, Mike, why'd you guys have to go a full 48 minutes with a team with 9 wins?
You know, credit to Golden State, to where they're fighting and playing. But it's good to come on the road, get a win. Didn't feel like we were sharp, for sure, offensively. So, but sometimes you got to find a way to win kind of the ugly games, and proud of the group for doing that.
Coach,
Do you have any commonalities between this game and the last one, where it seemed like the offense really wasn't working to its fullest potential?
Yeah, I don't think offensively we were great either game. It felt like San Antonio maybe a little bit better and maybe just didn't make some good looks. But both games, we're not playing with the pace or the force or the movement. And we got to shoot it a little bit better too. In San Antonio, we're taking the ball out of the net a lot. You know, tonight the defense was a little bit better and still didn't translate to us scoring better in transition or in other areas.
So after when you're talking about Davis in that form, so it's Bledsoe kind of leading the way. Do you need him to, I guess, enforce his will a little bit more on games to get the pace going a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we always talk about when Bled is aggressive, we're really good, you know. But it's you know, Giannis, the ball's in Giannis's hands a lot. Chris brings it up a lot. So it's not just Bled. It's they all need to participate. We I think, you know, the guys off the ball got to get to our spots with more pace. And Bled's got to be more aggressive, Chris more aggressive. But, you know, it's it just hasn't been our two best games.
5 minutes left, or 5-point game, 6 minutes left. Eric Bledsoe gets that layup, kind of silences the crowd. Spellman gets a miss. Dante gets the rebound. Would you argue that this game was won down the stretch with your guys just making plays when the team needed it?
Yeah, I mean, we made just enough plays. You know, whether it was Bled's layup, you know, Giannis got to the basket a couple times. I thought Dante had a big defensive rebound late. You know, Chris, I thought, had a great stretch. So, you know, we did enough to win.
Hey, Coach, you guys are 33-6, and I know those of us out on the West Coast don't get a chance to see you very often. I'm watching the game tonight, and I know it's a different team than the Warriors last couple of years, but there's a lot of similarities. You take great pride in that and be able to kind of, not copy them, but play with the same kind of efficiency that they have been playing with?
Well, I mean, they were a great example for the league, you know, for the last whatever years. They were great. I think their defense was underrated, and obviously what they did offensively was pretty incredible. So we want to be great on both ends. That's what it takes to be the best, and Golden State was that for several years. And, you know, so in that sense, sure, we have a lot of respect for them, and we're trying to be we're just trying to be the best we can be.
Coach, obviously trying to stay healthy is a problem for any team around this time of the season. Do you see any problem with Giannis at all? Do you think with his back a little bit at all tonight?
No, I mean, you know, I think he's, you know, he gets hit a lot, banged on a lot, and, you know, he's usually pretty sore after games. But, you know, with a, you know, no game tomorrow, hopefully, you know, some recovery, and he'll be ready to go on Friday.
That's the first time we've seen someone really go happy, Giannis, there. How do you try to get Giannis to deal with it and have the confidence to go up and back on the field?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's great for Giannis, great for us. You know, the more he goes to the line, I think the better. He's just going to keep building his confidence, get more reps, pressure, feel that. You know, so I think overall it's, I think, a really good opportunity for us and for Giannis.
Coach, you know this team is obviously not playing with a full hand this year, but I mean, were you impressed with the spirit? And I mean, that's one thing Steve Kerr has talked about, the stick-to-itiveness of this club and how they keep and they stay close in a lot of games.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they are, you know, whatever word you want to use, you know, they compete. No matter who's on the court, they're getting after you. They're making it hard. I think the way they're moving on offense, off the ball, and the pin downs and the screening actions, and defensively, they're getting after you. So really impressive what they're doing, what Coach Kerr is doing, their players. They make you earn it for sure.
Despite you guys not playing as the number one team, playing as well as the number one team tonight, how do you like this new arena and this new atmosphere?
Yeah, no, the new arena is great. This is, you know, they did an amazing job with it. It's exciting for us to get our first, you know, run through it. You know, we're excited about our new arena in Milwaukee. So now this is, you know, I guess the more new one, and they did a great job.
Thanks, bud.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Bucks win in Golden State. There's Mike Budenholzer on The Fan. We're going to hear from, we got Matt Velasquez coming up here, hanging out inside the Bucks locker room, waiting on Giannis Antetokounmpo after a 30-point outing for Giannis tonight. The reigning MVP also added in 12 boards, 4 assists, 21 from Chris Middleton, 16 from Eric Bledsoe, 4 of 11 from the field, but 8 of 8 from the free throw line. If there is the silver lining, go with the foul shots. There you go. Everybody asked, what was Giannis from the line tonight? 9 of 13. Take that to the bank. Everybody with the 62%. Mike Breen and Mark Jackson tonight on the call were just ridiculous going at the free throw shooting. I just can't believe it. I just don't know how you got so much worse. Well, we'll see how much better he can get throughout the year. But Giannis obviously having a down year at the foul line. Good one tonight, 32 minutes, 10 of 21 from the floor, and like I said, 30 points in the outing tonight. 414-799-1250, the number that you call if you ever want to get a hold of us, like friend Mike in Greenfield does. Mike, good hearing from you tonight, man. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, happy to be calling in. This is, first of all, when they win ugly games like this, that's a sign of a good team. And I'm not stating anything that most of the people listening and you guys
sure
don't already know, but I wanted to, I don't know if any of you there are old enough to remember Mickey Johnson when he played for the Bucks.
Mickey Johnson.
Yeah.
Tell me a story about Mickey Johnson.
Okay. Mickey Johnson played for a couple years with the Bucks. He was a shooter.
Okay.
And his son and my son went to Marquette High School, and it's parent night. And I get there, there's some guy about over 6 feet taking three-point shots. And I'm thinking to myself, what a hot dog, what a show-off. Well, I found out, my son explained to me that that was Mickey Johnson that had played for the Bucks. Well, as it turned out, I met him. And he used to have it wear his socks all the way up to his knees.
Hmm.
But he was a really great person, and our sons played on the same soccer team. But anyhow, I was thinking, who is this guy who thinks, you know, he's something? And here it turns out he actually played professional basketball. I guess that story, I thought it would come over a little better, so maybe I better hang up and jump off. But
it was a great one, Mike.
Giannis is trying. He improves every off season, and this guy, people that criticize him, I just don't get it. Wait till he's making about 75% of his free throws.
100%. Mike, take it easy, man. Happy New Year to you.
Good night.
Good hearing from you, brother. Mickey Johnson. Mickey Johnson. Let's check out Mickey Johnson. Fourth round pick out of Aurora University. Fun fact, Aurora University, home to Don Beebe now, head football coach at Aurora University, D3 school. They play in the Northern Athletic Collegiate Conference. You can find other teams in the state of Wisconsin playing in that conference. Aurora, Illinois, right down the road, hour and a half. Wisconsin Lutheran College over just off I-94. They play in that conference. Lakeland University up in Sheboygan. They play in the NACC. Good call, Mickey Johnson. Benched from his high school basketball team. Ended up playing in the NBA, as Mike said. Our good buddy Mike, likes to call him Garage Mike as well. Ended up playing long time in the NBA. Mickey Johnson, 904 games played in the NBA. Played till he was 33 years old. Well, three seasons with the Bucks. There you go. Mike checking in Greenfield, dropping a Mickey Johnson on us. Didn't think we were going to go down that rabbit hole tonight. Matt Velasquez joins us next. We'll take a look around the scoreboard on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Hey,
this guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
And it's live inside the Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin studios. Bucks win tonight in Golden State, 107-98. Before we hear from our guy Matt Velasquez down at Chase Center, just leaving the Bucks locker room, he'll join us here in a few minutes from right now. Let's take a look around the NBA scoreboard. Brought to you by Chevy, MVP of tonight's game, Giannis. 30 points, 12 boards. That's your MVP with Chevy here tonight. In OT in Charlotte, world champion Raptors got past Charlotte 112-110, 23 points from Terrence Davis. Miles Bridges dropped 26-9 for Charlotte. Miami got into it a little bit with the Indiana Pacers as Jimmy Butler and TJ Warren got into it. Blew himself a kiss, did Jimmy Butler. TJ Warren exited the facilities tonight. some bonus drops, 27-14 along with six assists in a losing effort, 122-108. Miami gets the W there, 27-10 on the season are the Miami Heat. Spurs get a win in Beantown, 129-114. DeMar DeRozan with 30 in that one. Wizards lose on the road in Orlando, 123-89. Nikola Vukovic with 28 points along with 9 rebounds in that effort. The Nuggets beat Luka and Kristaps Porzingis on the road in Dallas, 107-106. Nikola Jokic, 33 points, added in 6 rebounds, 7 assists. Luka just a rebound shy of a triple-double, 27 points, 9 boards, and dished out 10 dimes as well. Rockets win in Atlanta, 122-115, 41 spot from James Harden. Go along in a triple-double effort with 10 boards and 10 assists. Trae Young, he was not going to be outdone, though, 42 points, 13 boards, and 10 assists in a pair of 40-point triple-doubles in that one in Atlanta. New Orleans Pelicans hosting the Bulls tonight, 123-108. The final, Brandon Ingram had 29. Zach LaVine, despite 32 in a losing effort. Jazz at home in Salt Lake City beat the Knicks, 128-104. And Bucks, as we said, all over, well, not really all over, the Golden State Warriors, 107-98. Had to battle through this one and get themselves a victory on the road against the Golden State Warriors. Injury report here for tonight for your Milwaukee Bucks as we look ahead moving forward. George Hill out tonight due to illness. He was on the bench and just was not feeling great. That was the reason why he did not play. Other than that, everybody all quiet on the injury front for the Milwaukee Bucks as they believe to be rarefied and ready to rock and roll themselves into, hopefully, the NBA playoffs. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, inside the Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin Studios, Mobile Studios out at Chase Center, Matt Velasquez on the Big and Safe Probes postgame show. Matt, I said on Twitter I felt like that game was a little drunk after a while. Just a sloppy effort, but 22% from three-point range. Good to get a win on a night you shoot like that from downtown.
Yeah, it's not going to happen all that often. I think, you know, the Bucks were relatively fortunate. They were playing the opponent they were playing. You know, the Warriors did kind of what you would expect they would do in the sense that, you know, they're undermanned. They don't have, you know, they had 3 All-Stars who were sitting out tonight and have been sitting out for a bunch of nights. And they fought. They're a young team that's grinding and trying hard. They just are not really as talented, you know, and obviously they're going to take their lumps because of that, but then the Bucks just couldn't buy a bucket. Their offense was looking shaky, and you know, luckily for them, their defense, you know, was really good, and the Warriors couldn't take advantage of certain situations, and so you know, it wasn't pretty. In fact, it was downright ugly. But the Bucks were able to, you know, do enough, just enough, to grind out a win.
Yeah, just enough. And on the West Coast, you can't really say anything else about it. It's interesting to hear Mark Jackson and Mike Breen on the ESPN call tonight. And a lot of people say there's no moral victories in basketball. This is a moral victory for that Golden State team in the fact of you're able to hang with a Bucks team and hang with them for 48 minutes. It's not like the Bucks were ever able to run away and hide.
No. I mean, every time they had, you know, maybe a double-digit lead or looking like this is going to be the time they finally pull away. This is the time when they start knocking some shots down and really, you know, get some distance between them and the Warriors. You know, the Warriors would make a little run, and they'd make things interesting. They got within 5 multiple times. You know, it's weird. I was looking back through the game log, and the Bucks led for all of the second, third, and fourth quarters. Like,
yeah.
After it was tied going into the second quarter, they scored the first bucket of the second, and they led the rest of the night. But it never felt like they were in control. It never felt, you know, like the game was like fully in hand. And that's a credit to the Warriors, what they were able to do, and also kind of a slight to the Bucks and what they weren't able to do.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, you think that's a good thing or a bad thing? Because, I mean, obviously, you're able to win the game even though you don't really control it like that. But being able to do that, I don't believe this is going to become a constant theme, but some slower starts as of late, pointing to this one as well as Minnesota, just 19-point efforts in the first quarter, mixed in there with a blowout in the first quarter, tough defensively at home against San Antonio. Anything to that, or just a lull maybe in a little bit in the season?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the kind of feeling in the locker room was that you're going to have stretches like this where things just don't go right. You're not making shots. You know, Giannis was saying that it's important that they were able to grind out a win. And, you know, he was saying, hey, like, we're not trying to, you know, beat the Warriors. We're trying to be at our best, like, in April, May, and June.
Sure.
You know, that's his focus. And so, obviously, you've got to learn how to grind these games out. You got to, like, you know, kind of deal with that. And, you know, it's a long season. You know, I was talking to Chris Middleton a little bit, and that's kind of his take. Was like, hey, you know what? We haven't been very good the past couple games. Shots aren't going down. You know, this road trip that hasn't necessarily been kind to them. But, you know, instead of, you know, going down with a, you know, a big loss like they did in San Antonio, they did enough. They got things going in the second half. Chris Middleton was, you know, I thought really good in that third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to find a way to win. And, you know, in a season where you have 82 games, you are going to have clunkers. And this one was definitely a clunker. And, you know, to be able to win one of those, I think, you know, the Bucks will they'll take it.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Matt, what were your first impressions of Chase Center?
It's pretty nice. You know, when I came here for shooting around, I was expecting, you know, just because it's like new and it's like, you know, in San Francisco, and you think of all the tech money and how expensive this place is.
For sure.
Like, I expect to be like fully like blown away. And just being here for shoot around, obviously I'm like in the bowels of the arena, which never looked very sexy. But then going out to the court, I was like, oh, this looks like an arena. Like,
yeah.
That's fine. You know, and obviously having people in there, you know, it was loud. It was fun. It was a good atmosphere for parts of the game. You know, it took the crowd a little while to get into it. It wasn't necessarily a full, you know, capacity crowd. You know, I walked on the concourses a little bit. And it obviously looked very nice, wide, clean, you know, lots of good food options.
Sure.
It seems like a fun place to watch a game. But, you know, I think I'm a little spoiled by Fizer Forum, and I like the way that, you know, at Fizer, how, you know, when you're on the concourse, you can see the game, like, pretty much from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a positive. And they don't have that open concept here at Chase Center. Like, you know, there's, you know, a lot of spots where you have like those normal style tunnels where if you feel separated from the game when you're on the concourse, which was nice for pregame. Like, I was chatting with a friend of mine from college, and that was cool. But when I, you know, I'm sure during the game, like, you want to feel more part of the game. So, you know, that in general, though, I think the facility, from what I've seen, like, it looks nice. And just, you know, I'm just kind of nitpicking here.
I'll say that, though, the open concept is obviously for games, but also for concerts. It's cool because it doesn't feel like you're totally missing something when you have to go and grab that beer in the middle of whatever song they say when they say, we're going to play something off our new album, and everybody ends up getting up and running to the concession stand. Matt, appreciate it, man. Enjoy Sacramento. We'll talk Friday night, all right?
Sounds good. Can't wait.
Thanks, man. That's Matt Velasquez. Follow him on Twitter at Matt_Velasquez, Journal Sentinel beat writer for your Milwaukee Bucks. He joins us here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Guys, Pella Windows and Doors, make window replacement part of your 2020 vision. In as little as just one day, your home can be so much more energy efficient. And even in the winter, they can do this and install. They do it all. They don't just install. They're going to replace those old leaky drafty windows that are costing you money. Install, measure, manufacture a brand new energy efficient Pella window. Throw it in there in as little as one day and even give you better than bank financing. 9 different styles of Pella windows to choose from to fit whatever you need in that particular room, that particular spot, vinyl, fiberglass, or luxurious wood, whatever it is. But you got to check out the roll screen option. 2019 innovative window of the year. Replace now. Get 10%. 10-year, 2.99% APR financing or no interest financing for 18 months on approved Pella windows. That's also approving qualified credit, guys. So go and make window replacement part of your 2020 vision. Stop in today to their brand new Pella Windows and Doors Experience Center out in Brookfield, right off Blue Mountain Road. It is absolutely incredible. And the first time they're changing the window replacement game, you get to walk in, roll the thing out on a door, and you see the actual window, not some little swatch that they bring to your house. Go check it out today, or just schedule a free in-home consultation. PellaWI.com today. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Appreciate you being here for the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. We're driven by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North each and every night. For Austin D on the other side, I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Appreciate for you hanging out. We'll be back on the air against the Sacramento Kings Friday night, late night as well. Keep it right here. This is 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.